The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm here with you. I'm joining you. I'm broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. If you're at home, if you're at work, if you're on the roads, if you're in a submarine, if you're in an airport, if you're on a plane, if you're doing security, if you're doing Uber or DoorDash or working for Amazon, whatever the hell it is that you're doing, at the bar, at the restaurant, the front, the back, whatever you're doing, thank you for listening. New name, everything the same on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to holler at us? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have had a busy show. We get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. NBA playoffs are underway. Or I guess not technically they're not underway. We're in the play-in. We got a play-in game going on right now. The Los Angeles Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans are going at it down in Louisiana. 64-53. The Lakers lead the Pelicans right now. About 3 minutes have gone by in the third quarter. Heading into halftime, Zion Williamson had 20 points. And let's just say Zion needed some help from his teammates. So after quite a few disappointing performances against the Lakers throughout the course of the year, Zion has picked it up. Unfortunately, needs some help. Brandon Ingram with 9 points. CJ McCollum with 5. LeBron James leading the way for Los Angeles with 15. D'Angelo Russell, 15. Anthony Davis, 6 points to go along with 9 rebounds. I'm going to be out of here by the time this game starts. We have another play-in game that takes place tonight. The Golden State Warriors will go ahead and take on the Sacramento Kings. And yes, you heard that correctly. The Golden State Warriors are in a play-in again. Now, is this indicative of how good the West is? Or is this just a matter of the Warriors stink? We're going to talk about that in a second. Because the Golden State Warriors, if they lose tonight, they're done. That's it. They're cooked. And if the Golden State Warriors win tonight, then they still have to go ahead and play another game to advance against the loser from tonight's game, which may look like the Pelicans. And so the play-in just continues on, makes things interesting. The teams in the Eastern Conference, they go at it tomorrow. The Chicago Bulls take on the Hawks. That is just one big yawn fest, I think. Even Billy Donovan is ready to call it a wrap. And then we had a great conversation earlier on in the show with Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer about the Sixers taking on the Miami Heat. So the East plays tomorrow. The West is in action today. If you've missed a minute or a second of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and just pull up the Infinity Sports Network. Me, you can find me on the internet. Direct your complaints and anonymous messages to me. I am at JR Sport Brief. And we've had a busy show. Not only did we have a chat with Keith Pompey of the Philly Inquirer, we talked about Michigan, the football program, being punished, even though Jim Harbaugh is long gone. We talked about Caitlin Clark. She's in the WNBA. Congratulations to her, the world's biggest shock. A great experience at the WNBA draft. And now it's just time to see what she and some of the other rookies, Camilla Cardozo and Angel Reese, it's time to see what they can do when the lights are actually on in the pros. We'll talk about that. And then we talked some NFL draft when it comes down to QBs. We talked about the USA Olympics team. Kawhi Leonard's been added to the roster. And then Kawhi Leonard, let's be real. We don't even know if Kawhi Leonard is going to be healthy enough to play against the Dallas Mavericks this weekend in the playoffs. But we're going to expect for Kawhi Leonard, of all people, to be healthy in the summertime? Yeah, good luck. We just talked about the Kansas City Chiefs and their dynasty. Patrick Mahomes' name to the Time 100 list. He says he thinks the dynasty can last a long time. And speaking of dynasties, we will talk about the Warriors dynasty. Is it over? Is it done? I mean, the Warriors season could end tonight. We'll get into that momentarily. And, of course, before we end the show today, I'm going to give you a few things that took place this day in sports. Let's go ahead and get into it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Josh is here from Philadelphia. Josh, you're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's going on with you?
Hi, JR. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. I called last week about the 76ers, and you had some harsh truth about what you thought they're going to do in the playoffs.
Wait a minute. You spoke to me about the Sixers last week?
Yeah. If you remember, I didn't really say much after you said that you didn't think they were going to probably do much.
Was this before or after Joel Embiid's knee fell out again on Friday?
It was probably like a day or two before that.
Oh, well, I think you know why I gave the answer. What's going on now?
Well, yeah, my question actually was about hockey because I don't hear too much about hockey on the radio. Of course, I like the Flyers, or at least I have to say I do because I live around here. But okay. I also like the Florida Panthers, and I just wonder what you thought of their chances of finally maybe winning the Cup this year.
Man, I don't really start tying in to watch until now. I'd be sitting here telling you a whole ass lie if I told you I'd sat down and watched the Florida Panthers. There's something that you need to consider. When I'm here on the radio, the games are on at the same time. And if I have to think about what I have to prioritize when it comes down to sports, there's a couple of things. There's football, there's basketball, there's baseball, there's hockey, there's golf, there's boxing, there's MMA. And Josh, there's a reason why you don't hear a lot of hockey talk here on the radio, not just with me, is because a little bit lower on the totem pole of things of interest and note. So I'm not going to lie to you. The last time I really sat down and saw the Panthers is when the Golden Knights was wiping them out of the Stanley Cup last year.
Oh, that's harsh.
Is everything I say harsh? I just tell you the truth.
No, just the last part was about them getting thrashed by the Golden Knights.
Well, did I miss something? They lost, right?
No. Yeah, they did.
So do you feel confident about them on a bounce back again? It's tough.
I think they'll be able to make a good run in the playoffs. I'm not sure if they'll actually make the Cup, but sometimes I think they look great and sometimes I think they don't look so great.
So help me out here. How the hell are you a fan of Philadelphia and then also Florida?
I've actually always liked the Florida Panthers ever since I was a little kid. I actually don't really know. I love the Philadelphia Phillies because baseball is my favorite. Good. And then, of course, I love the Eagles.
Good.
And the Sixers. But, I don't know. For some reason, when it comes to hockey, I just kind of like whiff on the Flyers.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. If they get closer or go back to the Stanley Cup without a shadow of a doubt, we're going to talk about them. But as of right now, don't hold your breath on it, Josh.
Yeah. Without taking too much of your time, I was wondering if I could ask you one more question.
Please, go ahead. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. I got to ask my boss. Hey, Hickey, can I take another question?
Sure. What the hell? One more.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, go ahead, Josh. What's up?
Thank you. This is just completely different now. I'm wondering if you ever think that NASCAR is ever going to, like, come back to, like, its glory days of, you know, being truly mainstream again.
What mainstream when?
within the next couple of years. I've always loved NASCAR. I always thought it's a very actually exciting sport to watch for 2-3 hours on TV, but it just doesn't seem to have the star power that it had, you know, many years ago.
The answer is no. You gotta help me out when it comes down to when NASCAR was mainstream. I've been fortunate enough over the past 15 or so years to talk to the Dale Earnhardt Juniors. I've been fortunate enough to go to a lot of the tracks here in the country, everything from Martinsville, Atlanta Motor Speedway. I've even done F1 stuff out in Austin. I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of the drivers, their crews, and everything associated with them. I appreciate NASCAR. You know, I haven't been to, what do you call it? Let's be careful. I haven't been to a sport. I haven't been to an exhibition. I haven't been to an event, a competition where it's like spaceships. That's the best. Have you been into a garage at NASCAR?
I've never been into a garage, no.
Going into these garages, they don't want you to take out your phone, your camera, because the equipment that they utilize is so high tech underneath these hoods. It's amazing. It's one of the most interesting things I've ever seen in my life. But despite me having interest in it, and me saying, hey, I'll go watch a race, there's a lot of times I'm not sitting on my couch watching NASCAR. And I think a good majority of the country, they're not doing that either. So NASCAR is niche for a sport, a competition, a motorsport, that's what it is, that basically started out of being rebellious and transporting liquor and alcohol. I don't know if NASCAR has ever been mainstream. Is there that Dale Jr.? Is there Dale Sr.? No, we don't have that. But I don't think NASCAR has been mainstream.
I would have said when Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart and like Rusty Wallace, I would have thought that might have been the time when it was mainstream in like the 90s.
Nah, I would say that those were celebrities whose names were known, but I would not say that NASCAR has been mainstream. No.
Okay.
Are we going to get back to a point where we have a superstar? That's different. Let's put it this way, Josh. I think there are a lot of people who know exactly who the hell Caitlin Clark is. There's going to be a lot of people who tune into Caitlin Clark. Am I going to tell you, or am I going to now say that the WNBA is mainstream because it has a couple of famous players? The answer is no. Makes sense?
Oh, of course.
I put the same correlation. Well, thank you for calling from Philly, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Josh, for calling from Philly.
Bye.
No doubt. Hey, Hickey, was I accurate there? I think I hit the mark, right?
All over it. Very accurate. Very accurate, very fair.
Has NASCAR, do you like NASCAR?
No. I watched probably over 29 years. I could say I probably watched 100 laps in my life. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It was intriguing.
Let me tell you, it wasn't until I was invited to go out to a track that I had more of an appreciation to say, hey, I could get down on this. But I had to go and experience it first, you know? It's not, and even after that fact, I'm not glued in saying, oh my God, I have to watch it. I appreciate it. But to say it's mainstream, I don't know, to be honest, if it's ever been mainstream. It's not baseball. You know what? How about this? This is a hell of a question. Hickey, is Major League Baseball mainstream? Is the sport, is MLB, is Major League Baseball in the year 2024, despite all the money that they make, the billions, are they mainstream?
I would say playoffs, yes. I would say regular season is hyper localized.
It is. It is. But you know what? Even that degree, playoffs, I don't know if I agree with that. Because it's so local, when you get some of these matchups in the postseason, it's almost like the let me shrug my shoulder factor. It's like, do I care? I mean, if I am in San Diego and the Red Sox are on, am I itching to watch them? Probably not. If I'm in Chicago And Tampa Bay is playing the Rays. And the Rays could barely draw their own fans. Am I itching to watch? Probably not. I think for me and you, because we love it, we talk about it, it's what we do, it's natural to know what's going on, and you want to see, you want to watch, you have a curiosity. I think for most people, it's kind of the first part of what you said. It's so local. It's like, is my team playing? If not, why do I care? I mean, we have the Diamondbacks in the World Series. A lot of people don't know who the hell are on the Diamondbacks. It's just like, who am I rooting for? Who am I rooting against? It's tough. I think mainstream, and I go, are there a lot of people? You know, let's define mainstream. People who wouldn't necessarily have an idea about what's going on are into it. That's what I consider mainstream. I don't know if baseball has been mainstream since, I don't know, can we go to Barry Bonds, Derek Jeter, Mark McGwire, Sosa? I feel like we got to look at the late 90s and the early 2000s was probably the last time Major League Baseball is mainstream. Would you agree with that?
I guess maybe this is where we can maybe kind of half it here. I would say in today's age, because you kind of, by naming some teams, kind of maybe made my point a little bit, is that maybe instead of baseball, the sport, or baseball teams being mainstream, I do feel like the players themselves are still mainstream. Like, people know Shohei Ohtani. You know, even like, for example, we had Lee in Cincinnati earlier today. I think a good amount of people would know the name Spencer Strider.
Wait. In America?
Like, general sports fans.
Oh, no. See, but that's what I'm saying. When I think about mainstream, I forget sports fans. I'm thinking about just people who live in the country. Like, you don't have to – say again?
Oh, no, sorry. I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, you don't have to – I mean, you go into the office, and not our office, of course, right? But you just go into the general office, and people have varying interests. Like, there's the guy who doesn't care about sports. There's the lady who doesn't care about sports. You know, maybe they like to watch movies instead, something that me and you don't do. When I think mainstream, it's when people who don't care about sports have an idea or an interest in what's going on. And that's why I go, I think it's the late 90s, early 2000s when baseball was still mainstream. Because you didn't have to be a baseball fan to turn on the news or open up a newspaper at the time, I know, wild world, and hear about Sammy Sosa or Mark McGwire. Like, I think mainstream, just individuals and teams and brands transcend the sport or just sports fans. Like, Patrick Mahomes, I think, has reached that space. Tom Brady is obviously there. He's been around 20-plus years now at this point. Caitlin Clark is a celebrity. LeBron James, people know LeBron. So, like, for him asking about NASCAR, bruh, I don't think we've been there. I don't. You can talk about certain drivers. I think a lot of people knew Dale Earnhardt. But for the sport, I think if you just went around America, started asking people about NASCAR, I don't care what time it was, I think you'd have a lot of people just going, no. Everything ain't the NFL, folks. There's only one of those. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We'll give you an update on what's going on in Los Angeles with the – well, not Los Angeles, in New Orleans with the Lakers. Looks like they want to take on the Denver Nuggets. We'll give you that update there. We'll talk about the Golden State Warriors in about 40 minutes. They'll get going against the Kings in their play-in game. And then we got a star. We got a finals MVP. We got an MVP who may not be ready to play to start the postseason. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. We're mainstream.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. I know before the break we were asked about, you know, things that are mainstream in sports, specifically NASCAR. And I'm like, hey, I like NASCAR, but it ain't mainstream. Something that is mainstream, I think one of the most well-known brands on earth, especially for basketball, it's the Los Angeles Lakers. And right now, as they complete the third quarter, getting ready to head into the fourth, the Lakers lead the Pelicans 83-75. This is our first play-in game this season as we get ready for the playoffs this weekend. And the winner of this game goes on to take on the Denver Nuggets. And then the loser of this game will go ahead and take on the winner between the next play-in game, the Kings and the Warriors. Yes, the Kings and the Warriors will get into action about 35 minutes from now. And whoever wins that game, they have to win two games to advance here in the postseason. And lo and behold, they'll take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so I think for the Golden State Warriors, this is actually like a good position for them to be in. The Kings, I don't know if they have enough scoring. I'm just being real. You think about some of the injuries that they have to deal with. There's no Kevin Huerter now, and Malik Monk has to pick things up. It's not ideal. And the Golden State Warriors, I know, they're like at the end of the line, and the dynasty is over, and Klay Thompson is old, and Steph Curry has to carry too much. They're a small team as well. The odds are stacked against them. But the Golden State Warriors, would anybody be shocked if they went into the postseason, made the playoffs? Would anybody be shocked if the Golden State Warriors made it to the playoffs and beat Oklahoma City? I wouldn't. But first things first, they got to win a game today. They got to make the first step. They have to go out there and beat the Kings. And I want to say this. If they lose, the Warriors' season is over. That's the crazy part. There is no second game. They have to win if they want to move their season forward. Realistically, tonight could be the last night that you see Klay Thompson in a Golden State Warriors jersey. Now, I think he'll come back on a reduced contract, but this could be it. It really could. Steve Kerr talked about it. Not that this is the end. Steve Kerr thinks, oh, yeah, we could win another one. We could go on a run. Listen to Steve Kerr.
Happy with the way it unfolded over the last couple of months. You know, we were a little bit in disarray for a while early in the season, trying to find ourselves. And a lot of guys really stepped up, not only on the court, but off the court, in the locker room. We have a really good connection on this team. Good chemistry, guys pulling for each other, putting in the work. So I've got a good feeling about what's ahead. I think we still have a chance to do something special. Now, obviously, it's NCAA tournament. We got to get out of the first weekend here and win the first two, and get to the first round. But we have a shot, so we're excited about that.
Oh, come on. I'm just thinking to myself, how long? And maybe not tonight. I assume he's learned his lesson. He has to. When is Draymond Green going to step on the chest of Domantas Sabonis? When is he going to punch him? When is he going to push him? When is Draymond Green going to do it? Like, this could be the last game of the season. And I'm going to assume that Draymond Green pardon the pun, pardon the cliche, I assume that Draymond is going to go out swinging. Like, there has to be shenanigans, right? There has to be a technical foul. The Warriors season cannot end without Draymond Green doing something. Is he going to cost them a victory tonight? Is Draymond Green going to officially end the season for the Golden State Warriors? I'm not going to go that far, but we know it's a possibility. We know that this dude has a short fuse. We've seen him blow big games for the Warriors before. We've seen Draymond Green, cost them a championship. I'm expecting him to lose his mind. Well, let's actually listen to Draymond, because he's not going to talk about losing his mind. And, of course, this is on his own podcast. Draymond Green, he likes the fact that right now they're in this play-in. Listen to this.
I hate the play-in, just so you all. I absolutely hate it. It's the best thing ever created. When you look at the play-in and what it's done for basketball, it's the best thing ever created. I don't know who came up with it. I know Bron said they need to be fired. If they were fired when Bron said that, they need to get their job back, because the play-in is insane. Like, since the NBA has added the play-in, it's taken the last month and a half of the season to a totally different level. Like, totally different. And so, I hate the play-in. I especially hate being a 10 seed. But as much as I hate it, as a basketball player, as a basketball fan, this play-in is nuts. And you gotta love it.
It's wild to hear Draymond Green talk about, Hickey, do you hear the man is, oh, I hate being the 10th seed. Well, you want to know why you probably are the 10th seed? Because of you. It's crazy listening to him say that. To have a whole idea to basically bury a team and get suspended. It's even crazy to think about the Golden State Warriors. They won 46 games this year. For all the ups, the downs, the confidence of Klay Thompson, the benching of Klay Thompson, the suspension of Draymond Green, they won 46 games. If Draymond Green never went down because he was just, wanting to choke and abuse the competition, they'd probably be over 50 victories and they wouldn't be in this spot. And so I think, once again, you can go ahead and blame Draymond Green for where they're at. Ironically, let's see if he loses it tonight. Hickey, do you think he loses it tonight? He gets a tech, right?
I think it's a guarantee. He gets a tech. Crowd's going to give it to him. But I do think the Warriors season does not end tonight.
Yeah, I think they'll win. Hey, Marco Belletti, does Draymond get a tech, or does he – something funny with Draymond happens tonight, right?
That's a guarantee. There's something always funny happens. The tech, I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say the season ends, because if he doesn't get a tech, then that means they win. I think with the tech means he's upset and frustrated, which is him, and it could spell doom for the Warriors late.
You think that the Sacramento Kings are going to walk away with a W today?
Again, look, this is a weird game. The Warriors...
Dynasty over?
Yeah, I don't see them doing anything this year. I know that I said that last year, and they had a much better run than I expected. Do you see this team, the way it's constituted right now? I know you could say, well, are they really going to put all these pieces together and then upset the Thunder? Like, I think it's too much to ask. I think the Kings get a little redemption for last year.
I think for right now, I think the Golden State Warriors can hang with anybody in the West. Given how things are like currently constructed, outside of, look. The Denver Nuggets would run them out the building, mm-hmm. Okay? They have no answer for Jokic. Mm-hmm. I take a look at the Oklahoma City, first of all. That would be their first-round opponent if they can get through this play-in stuff. I think Oklahoma City is small, and I think this would be similar to when they took on Sacramento last year. I think it's a matter of experience, and I think that's what got the Golden State Warriors over the edge. And so I think against the Thunder, I think that'd be a matchup where they'd be like, hey, we got to just punk these guys. And I think Golden State has a great chance against Oklahoma City. I think between the Clippers and the Mavs, come on, like, the Mavs are a two-person team. Mm-hmm. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, they don't even know what the hell is going on with his knee. That's a possibility. they could make some moves here. I don't expect them to win no title. Hell no. But they could keep on shooting, man.
You're 100% right. I just don't think the stars align again. I think we all can see it. We all know it. We've all watched it for, it feels like, forever. So we all kind of expect it. I think it's done. I think it's like, finally done.
It's like taking a horse to the factory and making glue now, right?
I don't believe this team has another run in them. As much as you say, like, it's almost like PTSD. We expect it because we've seen it so many times, and you're 100% right. All of those things that you said make sense, and they're all correct. The matchups are there. It's in front of them. I just don't think they're ready to make another run. I think they're tired. I think they're old, and I think it comes to an end.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, we look. Well, it's kind of wild. Klay Thompson could be playing his final game with the Warriors tonight. I don't think it's going to be the case. It could be the last one. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. NBA play-in tournament action already underway. On the other side of the break, not only are we going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history, and one of them includes someone playing their final game, we're also going to talk about someone, well, we may not see him the rest of this season, this NBA season. Plays for the Bucks. Damn it, it might be two stars on the Bucks that we may not see. We'll give you an update on that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. To answer your question, no one has ever called me the sports professor. But thank you. I appreciate the compliment. You want to holler at me? It's simple. 855-212-4227. The fans in New Orleans are getting ready. No, they're not getting ready. They are losing their minds right now. Because the Pelicans have cut down this lead. They have gone on a 9-0 run. And the Los Angeles Lakers lead the Pels 91-93-89. There's about 5 minutes and change left here in the game. The Lakers are trying to keep the Pelicans at bay. Whoever wins this game, well, they advance to the playoffs automatically to go ahead and take on the Denver Nuggets. So not the team that anybody would want to face, the defending champs, but you got to actually get in to try to win it. You know, before we get out of here, I must actually tell you, before we get to a few things that took place this day in sports history, you know, we've gone through quite a few of the play-in games and matchups. Thank you again earlier on in the show, the conversation we had with Keith Pompey. And we'll get into some of the more intricate set matchups as we get later on in the week. One of those matchups that is already set, though, involves the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. They don't play game one until Sunday. The Bucks are the third seed. Now, the Pacers are the sixth seed, but the Bucks are dealing with some things right now, okay? Damian Lillard is dealing with a groin and an adductor issue. Giannis Antetokounmpo missed the last three games of the regular season. We saw him go down with that strained calf. They say that Giannis is getting round-the-clock treatment to be available. A matter of fact, it's being reported that they don't even know when he's going to play. He may not play until later on in the first round. Doc Rivers spoke to the media today, and he still doesn't know when Giannis is going to be available. Listen.
Say farther than we thought it would be, but just not ready yet.
Are you still, I know last week you were saying you were hopeful.
Yeah, I'm still hopeful, but I have no idea right now.
Do you expect him to practice at all this week? Or is
that... I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't know if him or Dame will practice this week, but I'm not sure.
Man, this is one of them cases where you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Giannis practices, and he practices for what? To put more strain on his calf? Wouldn't you just want him out there for the games? Or does he need to practice in order to get ready for the games? This is risky enough that it's a calf strain. And look, I don't need to be a doctor, but we certainly saw another high-profile player in the NBA, you know, try to play through one injury and then kind of suffer a more disastrous fate, and that's Kevin Durant. tried to play through a calf strain, missed some time, tried to push through in the NBA playoffs against the Raptors, and he ended up blowing out his Achilles. And so, look, Giannis has proven to be superhuman in the past. We saw him help the Milwaukee Bucks win a championship through all of this. I don't know if you want to push it. You know, take your time. This Bucks team ain't it, by the way. I don't see championship written with this Milwaukee Bucks team. They've been too, I don't even want to say up and down. They've just had to deal with not meshing here throughout the course of the year, and I don't have too much hope that they're just going to, quote-unquote, flip the switch and win a championship this year. I want to see what they can do to add some more depth, add some defense to keep on building. So, look, if Giannis comes back, it wouldn't shock or surprise me, but I'm not expecting a whole hell of a lot by them. And, look, if they're going to be battered and injured and slow, is anybody going to be shocked if the Pacers run them up and down the court? I wouldn't be. Not at all. Golden State Warriors will be in action in about maybe 20 minutes or so, maybe 15 minutes against the Kings. Let's see if it's the end of their season. I don't got confidence too much in the Warriors or the Bucks to win a championship. Good luck. Hey, Hickey, we got a good one down in New Orleans, man. This is a good one.
How about those Pelicans? Maybe hearing what we said pregame here to use it to fuel their fire. Zion's looked tremendous, and this was what? I think a 17-point lead was a high watermark for the Lakers. Now down to 2. This is great.
Yeah, 11-2 run. So you know what this means? I know we were talking about what Zion could have had pregame. He has 36 points. Whatever the hell he ate before the game, he needs to eat it before every game.
I mean, safe to say what he had Sunday and today, two different meals, right?
Oh, well, Sunday he had beignets and gumbo, and today he had, salmon
chicken and rice?
I don't know. Yeah, there
salmon
you go.
Salmon works, too.
Yeah, 36 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. If Zion keeps up like this, he'll have a long career. And he doesn't look tired yet. Not yet. He looks he's going at LeBron. Okay. Yeah, he's working his ass off. I give him that. Anyway, speaking of longevity, you know what? We got fancy new music for it. It's time to talk about a couple of things that have taken place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's time to take a look at some things that took place this day in sports history. And what's today's date? Well, it's April 16th, and so let's go back. You want to talk about longevity? Well, this guy had the longest, most successful career of any quarterback in NFL history. His name is Tom Brady. Tom Brady was drafted this day, April 16th, the year 2000. Yes, Tom Brady, sixth-round draft pick. Let's take a listen to ESPN as Mike Tirico and Mel Kiper Jr., break down Tom Brady going to where? The New England Patriots this day in the year 2000.
Among the last six picks taken, a familiar name if you're a college football fan. Tom Brady, the quarterback who all he did was lead this football team, put them in the right position more times than not. And when he got pulled from the game and Drew Henson came in, Michigan football was not as good as it was when Brady was in.
No question, Mike. Smart experience. This past season, he cut his interception total from 98 and a half, tossed 20 touchdown passes, only 6 interceptions. Threw a touchdown pass, and actually, all 16 games he started against Big Ten opposition during his career. Accurate, it was a very catchable ball. He really knows when to take a little off as well. And that's the key, and he stands in that pocket very tough. He'll take a hit. Question's going to be mobility. Only runs a 5.25 40, and of course when you have those edge pass rushers, you have to avoid the initial defensive end, the initial pass rusher. Can he do that at the pro level? Going to New England, Drew Bledsoe, his forte certainly isn't mobility, it's dropping back, throwing the football. Brady can do that, and certainly New England's offense already designed for Bledsoe. Now comes Brady. Can he overcome that lack of mobility?
Yeah, to seven championships. And thank you to Mo Lewis. No thank you to Mo Lewis for knocking Drew Bledsoe the hell out and giving us Tom Brady, actually putting him on the field. That's not the only thing. There's another legend. Because on this day, April 16th in 2003, 3 years after Tom Brady made his, well, he was drafted, Michael Jordan played his final game, April 16th, 2003. Michael Jordan was 40 years old playing for the Wizards. Final game against the Sixers. He lost 107-87. The game was in Philly. MJ had 15 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. In his final press conference, he said, "Listen, folks, I know I retired at one point, but this time, it's time for me to walk away from good."
Now, I guess it hits me that, you know, I'm not going to be in a uniform anymore. So, and that's not a terrible feeling. You know, I'm not. You know, I don't. It's not terrible. It's something that I've come to grips with, and it's time. You know, it's time. And I've seen, you know, a lot of people say my first time, my second time. This is the final retirement. You don't have to worry about, you know, me putting on another uniform. But and I feel it. And I feel it. You know, and I welcome the time away from the game.
What are the odds? Hickey, what are the odds that Tom Brady gets drafted on 1 year in 2000 and on the same date you have Michael Jordan plays his final game? Like, what are the odds?
I mean, one in a billion?
Incredible. Legends. And guess what? We were only a day away from Caitlin Clark, you know, being drafted on that same day. That would have been weird, right?
That would have been. April 16th is a good day for legends.
Yeah, most certainly. Why, Zion is mad. So anyway, the Lakers and the Pelicans are currently tied 95 all. Zion Williamson just kind of threw his towel down and kind of marched to the back. Was that earlier in the game? Was that now, Hickey? Is he out there?
That is live. He is not out there. He walked to the locker room. I don't know if it's a knee, an ankle, and he scored a bucket.
Yeah. The Lakers and the Pelicans are tied 95 all. The winner goes on to take on the Nuggets, and Zion is off the court. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network is done. I'm out of here, but don't move. Bart Winkler will keep you up to date on everything going on. Don't move. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much, Ryan Hickey. Can't wait to see what's going on with Zion. Y'all be cool.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.